With stricter immigration policies in the U.S., children of undocumented immigrants are worried about their families being separated due to deportation. Reporter Veronica Volk talked to three young people whose parents crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally and chose to live in Western New York. She asked them, what's it like to have undocumented parents?
You wake up every morning with that thought in your head, maybe today's a day that our family can get split, or today's a day my parents or I could go to jail or whatever. It's pretty scary.
Carlos is 18. He came to this country when he was 4 from Mexico with his mother and father. We won't be using his full name.
It's not like someone here, if their parents get thrown into jail, you can go with their grandparents or family, close family. We didn't have anyone here, so I would probably get sent back to Mexico.
Carlos and his mother currently have protected status, but he worries that could be taken away. The Trump administration has changed and rolled back policies designed to protect people without legal status. Even naturalized citizens are not completely free from deportation anxiety. Hattie is 12, and she was born in the U.S., but her parents are Mexican. She says she didn't really think about their status as undocumented immigrants until recently, when she heard about some of the Trump administration's immigration agenda.
A lot of people were talking about at school about he planning to deport Mexicans.
Did you think that it was going to affect your life?
No, I didn't think about it that much.
But Hattie's father was recently detained at a traffic stop, and he's facing deportation proceedings. Hattie says she now has trouble being out of the house, away from her family, even for school or soccer practice.
I'm just worried. They might be taken away from me when I'm in school, away from home. I'm just so worried about it. I just don't want them to leave me.
Such anxiety is not uncommon to people who are undocumented, children and adults alike.
There's a lot of fear in the community that people don't know who to trust. I mean, even their neighbor could call immigration on them, and they know that in their homes, they're safer.
Sally Espinoza is a mental health counselor with Finger Lakes Community Health. She works with immigrants and treats the mental health issues specific to this community.
What we know about childhood trauma, too, is that it affects the way the brain works and develops, and so kids are impacted academically, socially, economically, and health-wise. It's their whole, who they are is just really affected.
Espinoza says even though they try to focus on treating these issues, sometimes it's challenging because the trauma is ongoing. Julia is 18, and we're not using her real name. She came from Mexico at 8 years old. She's undocumented, and so are her brother and mother.
Whenever we go to the store, my mom always takes me or my brother, and then she'll be like, talk quietly or try and talk to me in English, some words. I remember that it didn't hit me that like we were undocumented until my senior year. That's when it got worse, because I really want to show my mom that her hard work and her sacrifice of leaving us behind was worth it. Like, I want to graduate, so every time we would go out, I would be like, please don't pull us over. I want to be able to graduate. I wanted to be able to walk across the stage with my friend.
She did graduate, and now she's going to college to be a teacher, even though she can't get a job without legal status.
We never know what could happen. And that's why my mom always says we never know what could happen in the future, so we gotta be prepared.
Carlos and Hattie are preparing too. Both say they want to be in law enforcement. Carlos says he wants to help other Hispanic people. Hattie says she just wants to do something totally unexpected of her. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.